Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. So glad you are here today because I have the one and only Dr. Stella Emanuel joining us today, and we're going to dive into what is happening in Israel. Is this a distraction? What else does that play? What does God say about what is happening right now? What is the most important thing you need to do? And you need to get prepared because what happened in Israel and Gaza could happen right here in the United States. So how do we get prepared? Well, we're going to talk about all that on this episode. So please like, share, and subscribe. Please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theamberrayshow.com. Click the donate button. Donate whatever you feel you can donate. And that would really help support the program. I would really appreciate it. Or for one cup of coffee a month, you can go to theambermayshow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber. That would also help the program quite a bit. So I would really appreciate your donations there. Hey, I also want to show you, you know, if you're looking for organic skincare, something that's going to clean your face but not have all those nasty chemicals that could disrupt your hormones and your endocrine system, go to purebeautybylarena.com. purebeautybylarena.com, and when you're there, use promo code Amber May and you're going to save some money at checkout. So if you want a beautiful face that's clean and organic, then you're going to go to purebeautybylarena.com and use promo code Amber at checkout. I always add more content, so join us on Telegram at The Amber May Show. On Telegram, I'm on True Social Amber May or Frank Social Amber May and Cloud Hub, so find me there. And without any further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Dr. Stella Emanuel. Dr. Stella joining us again. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Always a pleasure, Amber. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I absolutely love this time when we come and do a show together. It's a highlight for me. And, you know, so much has been happening. You've been traveling a lot. You just got back from the Reawaken tour. Mm-hmm. So how was that? How was the Reawaken tour in Florida?
Oh, you know, it's always very exciting and always just awesome to hang around patriots. You know, mm-hmm. when we were doing it monthly, it was like too much. And then now we're doing like every 2-3 months. I remember there was a time that we didn't do it for like 4 months. I was like, we're getting almost withdrawal symptoms from just being with each other. It's so good because it's refreshing. You get to meet people that are like-minded. You get to speak to people. You get to meet the world. You get to meet the people you're fighting for. You know, one of the things that I like doing when I travel like that is take selfies and just help people, pray with people. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of prayer stuff we did. You know, I was able to do deliverance on a few people. It was really good.
Did they have a lot of baptisms at the Florida event?
Yes. Of course, you know, they were doing baptisms and we're praying. Like I said, Clay says something that, you know, I want to expose election fraud, medical fraud, and religious fraud and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is we need to get people to Jesus because mm-hmm. our world right now is crazy and we have to get people to the Lord. And I do believe that Reawaken America Conference, even though it has mixed multitudes mm-hmm. there, but we go, a lot of pastors and a lot of ministers mm-hmm. that preach the truth. So it's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, see, and, Clay's heart up mm-hmm. is about reaching people to God. And yes, the other things are important, but at the bottom mm-hmm. of it, at the end of the day, the goal mm-hmm. of the Reawaken Tour is to bring people closer to God, because the only way this is going to change is if people's mm-hmm. hearts change. And the only way we can change hearts is God.
Yes. And the only way we can win this battle is if we turn back to the Lord. You see, if you read all through scriptures, the Bible is always saying, come back to me, come back to me, turn mm-hmm. back to me. If you turn back to me, I will heal you, I will forgive you, I will cleanse everything that has happened to you, and I will take you back. But just come back to me. Mm-hmm. That is what the Lord is saying all through. Just come back to me, repent, come back to me, and I will fix you. But, humanity is busy whoring all over the place, jumping. So, and that's part of the deception and the blindfolds is that the devil doesn't let people really see the importance of knowing Jesus. So even in this battle, like I was, I'm sure you watched my speech in Miami. I was very telling people that, number one, we need to be prepared, and we're going to talk about that. But people need to come back to Jesus, and not just some mind Jesus that they think, but the Jesus of the Bible, you know. Mm-hmm. People need to come back to holiness, living right. Salvation is free, but salvation produces good works. Mm-hmm. A fig tree cannot produce thorns, just like an apple tree cannot produce avocado. You know what I'm saying? Right. So we need to start producing fruit that go with salvation. And I do believe that part of the problem in this generation right now is nobody really thinks that that scripture that says follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see God. So I don't think people realize that God is really serious about that. So our world is chaotic like this because, you know, people have turned away from God. And we need to keep telling people that we need to turn back to God if we're going to survive, you know. And if you notice through the scriptures, like if you go through like the First and Second Samuel, First, Second Kings, Chronicles, you know, you will see that whenever the children of Israel sinned against God, they were given over to their enemies. Mm-hmm. And the same thing that's happening to Israel now. Mm-hmm. You know, I support Israel. I stand with Israel. I pray for Israel daily. And in fact, that's a good thing for me to even mention on this show. We have a lot of patriots that are like, well, Israel, the leaders of Israel, they are, you know, they are Mossad, they are Ashkenazi, they are demonic, they are, yes, so are the leaders of America.
Yeah.
Right? But it doesn't stop us from praying for our nation.
Right.
The Lord gives us, commands us to pray for Israel. It is a commandment. It's not a suggestion. If he told Abraham, we will bless those who bless you and curse those that curse you. And you're sick. It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So it's not God. Right now, Jerusalem is a city that the Muslims, Palestinians, they want Jerusalem as their capital. The Jews want Jerusalem as their capital. Where the Temple of Solomon was built, right now there's a mosque built there. People say, well, that is where Muhammad ascended to heaven. Number one, Muhammad did not ascend to heaven. It's the Lord Jesus that ascended to heaven. Number two, why would Muhammad leave Mecca and come and ascend to heaven in a Jewish, in Israel? You know what I'm saying? Just like some stupid stuff that they just say and do. And so right now, the whole area, the Temple Mount where the temple was built, Solomon's temple, the threshing floor of Arunah, where the temple was built, that place right now is occupied by a mosque. And they call it the Al-Qassam Mosque or something. I can't remember the real name. And you know, it's under, it's actually ruled by
dome or something like that. There's
the Dome of the Rock. And you know who runs it? It's actually Jordan. An independent person runs that place. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now. And you know, the Lord in Matthew, I think in Matthew 27 somewhere, where when the Lord Jesus was being crucified, and Pilate stood in front of the children of Israel at that time, the leaders, and said, I wash my hands from the blood of this innocent man. And the Jews said, let his blood be upon us and on our children. That prophetic word that they decreed is part of the reason the Jews are suffering. Whenever the Jews went away from God, they were given over to their enemies. When they prayed and repented and came back to God, God restored them. Even sometimes after he would give them over to their enemies, in his mercy, he will go fight for them.
Oh, yeah.
So the Lord has always told, when people are like, well, Jews are crazy, Jews are this, but you cannot be a Christian and say that, because the Lord, the Jews gave us the Lord Jesus, the apostles, our Bible. Every single writer of the Bible, most of them are Jews, except the fourth chapter, I think, the fourth chapter of Daniel that was written by King Nebuchadnezzar.
And speaking of King Nebuchadnezzar, wasn't he a wicked king for a while? And God used, even in captivity, when you're talking about God uses the enemies to, you know, correct his people, even in that, he uses his people to correct the enemy.
Happened?
No, he put his people, God's people, in high places. Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego. Mm-hmm. And remember, Daniel didn't want to defy the laws of God. Mm-hmm. And he built this relationship with King Nebuchadnezzar over the time. Mm-hmm. And remember, King Nebuchadnezzar became like a man who was like a beast. And eventually...
No, King Nebuchadnezzar. See, Amber, no, King Nebuchadnezzar was not a wicked king. King Nebuchadnezzar was anointed by God to rule at that time. He actually said to the children of Israel, go into captivity to Babylon and put yourself under the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar because he will treat you better.
I'm sorry. Because, I wasn't meaning Nebuchadnezzar. I'm so sorry. The Babylonian king.
No, he was a Babylonian king. Nebuchadnezzar was a Babylonian king. But here's I'm trying to explain. He was a Babylonian king. This is the children of Israel did not go into captivity in Babylon because Nebuchadnezzar was wicked. The children of Israel went into captivity in Babylon because they had disobeyed God.
Right.
Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah.
My point is going to what you said, because God's correcting them, but God uses his people to correct the wicked. You know what I mean? Because they didn't know God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes. If you read in the book of Daniel, you will notice that it was to Nebuchadnezzar that God showed the vision of the end times. There were many Babylonian kings that God called his servants, like Cyrus. Cyrus was used to rebuild the temple. And talking about that, so I was saying, so we need to pray for Jerusalem, but people need to understand how to pray for Jerusalem. Like if you read in the book of Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, before they started praying for Jerusalem, they prayed for mercy and repentance. So if we have the mindset that the Jews right now, they are secular, they are not, they've turned away from God. So sometimes their enemies, that is why they suffer so much, because they've forgotten their God. But if you read in the book of in Revelation 1 and in also Zechariah 12 verse 10, it says that there was going to come a time when the veil will come off their eyes and they will see who they have pierced and they will mourn for the Lord. So the Jews will come to Christ. They will come to know Jesus as their Messiah. Mm-hmm. But we as the children of God, we cannot fail to pray for them. Just like the prophets of old prayed for them. Just like Jeremiah and Isaiah and all interceded for them, even in their wickedness. It's just like your child. If your child is wicked and acting crazy, you can't just let snakes take over the child. No. You have to continue to pray that the child will turn back to you. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that is why we are commanded to pray for Israel. You know what I'm saying? We need to pray for Israel. And if you see, let me show you a scripture. In the book of Amos, the battle right now that's taking place is in the Bible. It's written in the book of Amos, Amos chapter 1, and I'll read it to you. Amos 1 verse 6, okay? Mm-hmm. It says here in Amos, and it's so crazy that people don't see some of the, that scripture is so amazing.
It is amazing.
It's Amos 1 6, it does say the Lord, for three transgression of Gaza and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza that will devour the palace thereof. I will cut off the inhabitants of Ashdod. And do you know what? Ashdod has been evacuated. And he that holded the scepter from Ashkelon. Ashkelon too has been evacuated, because those are border towns to Gaza. I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, said the Lord God. So the battle right now, he said, Gaza came and carried captivity away, came and carried the children of Israel captivity. And that's true. Gaza came and took the children of Israel and took them into captivity. He says, so I will send a fire on the walls of Gaza. And so I would. Ashdod and Ashkelon will be evacuated. You know what I'm saying? So it's basically, scripture talks about it. So we see the battle, and so when we see the stuff in the world, we realize that God knows the end from the beginning. But let me tell you something else that was very interesting about this Israeli battle. Remember when the Lord told Job the Lord gave the devil a right to attack Job, right? But if you read in Job 1, it said on the day when Job's children were partying, they were reveling. That is when the Chaldeans hit Job. These people, the children of Israel, just the party that they were holding was a reveling. It was one of those, people are not even talking about what party they were holding that the Hamas people came and attacked. They were reveling. It was one of these lefties, reveling, just everything. That is what they were doing. They were reveling. They were having one of those crazy demonic parties or those crazy ungodly Babylonish parties. And then that was the crack in the wall that allowed them to be attacked. So we need to go back to scripture. And then that is why, when you know all these things, when I pray for Israel, I pray for mercy. I pray mm-hmm. that God's hand of mercy will be upon them mm-hmm. and that God would restore them and that God will open the eyes of their understanding to see the truth. I pray that the leaders of Israel's heart will turn back to God. Mm-hmm. So we need to pray for Israel the proper way, not just declaring scriptures that the devil will just laugh because we don't have a legal right to decree some of those things.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
I'm Clay Clark. I'm a very pale male, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. Hey!
Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber May's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow and they're phenomenal. And right now there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury, and I don't have to pay the luxury price because my pillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
We need to get back to the Bible's rules of engagement mm-hmm. when we do things. Yes.
That is something else, man. I yes. agree with you. We need to, because that's the only way we could bring peace. I mean, my father's from Israel. He was Israeli. And
so you're and Jewish.
No, we're Arab, actually. We're Christian Arabs, which are the minority in the country. Mm-hmm. But he was born on the Israeli side. So he was born in Nazareth, where Jesus was raised. And so I've seen the church where Mary was told she was going to have our Savior. And mm-hmm. the church is called the Church of the Good News, because it is good news that Jesus came to this earth. Mm-hmm. But I know people on the Palestinian side, like I know some families from the West Bank, from the Bethlehem area. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Both sides make me upset. It upsets me that both sides would be in danger, that mm-hmm. either side, whether Jewish or Palestinian, would have deaths in their family and see their babies die and their loved ones die. Like, that makes me sad on both ends, because right. we have this terrorist organization that controls that
section. Yes, that Hamas terrorist organization. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, what was Hamas's point? Why would you just bust into Israel and kill 1,400 people? We know the point. Number one, they wanted to derail the peace talk between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Number two, Hamas always does this when they need money. They don't care about their people. Everybody's talking about, oh, Israel, everybody's, you know, rioting about Israel should do this, Israel should do that. Mm-hmm. No, the safety of the people of Gaza is in the hands of Hamas.
I know, that's the truth.
When Hamas, and you know the Hamas leaders, they don't even live there.
Yeah.
Most of them are in Qatar, they're in Turkey. Their children don't live there. Their children are living all abroad. And then you put the people's lives in danger. For what cause?
I don't know.
To annihilate Israel. Israel is not going anywhere. So you know something? So there are people, unfortunately, if you go through history, wherever there's war, there's always casualties.
Oh, and yes.
When two elephants fight, it's the grass that suffers. So there are people that are sitting here crying for their family members that are in captivity in Gaza. And there are people that are being blasted open in Gaza and they don't know where to run to.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So the issue is they need to, everybody that is rioting for Palestinians need to have a statement there to Hamas. They are telling people to move. Hamas doesn't want them to move. Israel is black. If I were Israel, and they attacked you like that, if this, just imagine if Mexico crossed into America.
Well, they do. The cartels here in America. I'm on the border.
I mean, we haven't seen it yet.
They didn't come in like an army. Right.
They didn't come in like an army to attack. Right. It's subtle. You know, our government is part of the cartel.
Oh,
our government is part of the cartel. They didn't come in like an army, attacked America, carrying American citizens into Mexico. If they did that, America would bomb Mexico into the Stone Age.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's crazy. So what Hamas did was deliberate to cause chaos and war, and he doesn't care about their people. Because when they did that, what did they think was going to happen? May God
let me throw this at you. Remember, before this happened, before Joe Biden gave Iran the $6 billion, I think it was.
$6 billion.
What was going on before we lost the speaker? It was an impeachment inquiry. It was getting more hot and heavy on the Biden family. Mm-hmm. You know, war doesn't just happen just because. At least we're figuring it out. We're figuring out that a distraction. I really think so. Because all of a sudden, the Biden crime family is having all this heavy... everyone's looking at the Biden crime family, all the congressional hearings about the Biden crime family, a congressional impeachment is going on or inquiry, which if we have Jim Jordan, I think we would have an actual impeachment, which I don't think they want Jim Jordan because they want the money laundering in Ukraine. They want to keep money laundering through the Iran and China, because China, Iran and Russia are all behind this. Who owns the Biden family? China owns the Biden family and a lot of other politicians in Washington. So like we see that, like now we're not talking about the Biden crime family. Now we're not talking about Lahaina. Now we're not talking about East Palestine. Now all
guess
of our
what else we're not talking about. Guess what else they're not talking about? They are not rioting in Israel about kicking out Netanyahu either.
That's true too. You're right.
So I know that this, you see, we have leaders in the world right now that are evil. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in Israel, whether it's in America, whether it's Canada, whether it's Macron, all of them, they are globalists. They like people to die because they want to reduce population. So if Israelis are getting killed and Palestinians are getting killed, hey, the globalists are happy. They will. You see all the money that they are sending,
all the money,
billions and billions to buy weapons. Nobody is thinking about peace talks.
No.
Nobody is thinking about, have you even noticed that America is not talking about we need our hostages back? France is not talking about hostages. Nobody cares about the Americans and the French people and the Italians and the Moroccans or whatever that are stuck in Gaza. Nobody cares about them. Oh yeah, humanitarian. Nobody is really, really caring. Okay, Egypt, you love Muslims so much. You don't want to open your, I know that's another story. They don't want to open their border to Palestinians.
And same with Jordan. The King Hussein is not opening his borders to fellow Arabs. Like, I don't understand this mentality.
I know why. You know why?
Tell me why. Tell me why.
There was a war that took place, I think, after the 1946 war. They opened their borders and Palestinians trooped into Egypt and into Jordan. And they caused so much chaos. They became this. I mean, in Egypt, It's not been in recent years that they quelled the uprising of almost like of the Hamas type thing from the Palestinians in Egypt. In Jordan, they almost killed the king. So that is why nobody's letting, you could go read the history. Wherever Palestinians have gone, they're part of the Hamas, not the regular Palestinian people, part of this terrorist group have always gone and then have become a thorn in the flesh of the country that took them in. That is why, because let me tell you something. Okay, look at Saudi Arabia. I know they are saying that they don't want them to leave because they don't want it to be another, I think they say in Fatah or something, they don't want it to be another time when they just carry Palestinians away and then give Gaza to Israel. I think actually Gaza should, the Palestinian in West Bank and Gaza doesn't make sense to me. I think they should just add the land to West Bank and let Israel take Gaza, because they should give an adequate amount of land on the upper side if they want to do. You know what I'm saying? But if you look at it, the Sinai Peninsula is open. It's a desert. Come on, go and build some places there and put the Palestinians. For now, till the battle is over, nobody is interested. So Palestinian people, they are telling them, move, move, move. But where do you go? Nowhere. The
There's nowhere for them to go.
They don't have nowhere to go. And these are the only thing that makes me sometimes wonder is that why did the Palestinians vote Hamas in as their leader in 2006?
But I don't know. Did they really? Or was it like our elections where like there's no other choice? You know what I mean? Like where they're really selected, not elected? I really don't know.
I don't know.
Now that our elections are in question, I have to wonder, you know, when you see like China, they elect people, but do they really elect people? Because look, who's in charge in China? What about Russia? They elect people, but do they really elect people? I mean, like it's just when we see these other countries with so-called elections, but they're always these wicked people. Are they really?
Yes, but guess what else? While we're all distracted right now, Israel, the WHO pandemic treaty is going into effect in December. While we're distracted about Israel, many countries are putting together their CBDCs. They are putting together their Central Bank Digital Currency to digitalize everything. Because, you know, their goal is to digitalize the whole world by 2025. While we're distracted by Israel, they are not distracted. The globalists have not distracted with their plan, but they are just glad that our brains right now are looking at riots all over the place. And so, yes. The distraction is huge right now.
Huge.
But God will help us. We have to focus. That's why I said that for me, regardless of what is going, we need to be able to multitask our brain. Pray for Israel. Also keep fighting for our country. Keep telling people about the truth. And you know, with me, I tell everybody, please be prepared. Be prepared. I go everywhere now. I tell people, make sure you have all your medications. You have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. People are still getting sick. People are still getting COVID. People are still getting reactions from the jab. People are still dying. So I tell everybody, don't get distracted by what's going on or whatever. The winter is coming. We don't know. I remember they were planning to lock us down, but everybody screamed so much, and I'm sure it kind of like quelled everything. But please, don't get distracted. Remember that this is not over. There's no calm right now. They are still planning against humanity. Make sure, go on drsarahmd.com, make an appointment in all 50 states, get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet, today. Don't wait till you get sick. Don't wait till you're calling me to come get you out of the hospital. And I get those calls all the time. Don't wait. People meet me everywhere and say, oh, they killed my mother. They killed this. We beg. Till today, in the hospitals, they are still giving remdesivir and intubating people. Till today, they've not changed the management of COVID. They are still using the same protocols that killed many people, and they are still trying. And since they have tried a few other pandemics and it has not really responded, you know, they tried monkeypox, they tried bird flu, it didn't really flow. So they just come back to different variants of COVID.
Yeah. And to your point about getting prepared, we are getting flooded with military age men from all over the world, people that are not friendly to the United States, like China, like places in the Middle East, like other, you know, not friendly to on top of the cartel, on top of all that. So at any point in time, any point in time, what happened that we're witnessing in Gaza and Israel is only a matter of time before it happens here.
Exactly.
Because
if there's no electricity, no water, no food, what would you do?
What would you do?
Exactly. Yes.
This is why what Dr. Stella is saying is so important, because we just don't know when it's going to happen. It's not if it's going to happen. It's when it's going to happen.
When.
The sleeper cells are so patient. So patient.
Mm-hmm. They're going to try to drop the dollar and crash the economy so that they can reintroduce, universal basic income and CBDCs and try to put stuff into your brain and Neuralink and all that stuff. It's coming.
Let me show you this video. It's not going to surprise you, Dr. Stella, but you know, some people need to see this. You need to see this.
It's not just a passport that you will have on your iPhone in a digital form. It entails just about everything the government would like to know about you. And yesterday in the Dutch media, we saw a perfect example of what it could entail in the near future. We had the CEO of one of the largest Dutch banks say, why don't we start with a personal carbon credit?
Oh.
A carbon wallet, she called it, actually. Yeah. So right in line with the plans that the World Economic Forum people have for us. And she said it in a way that was particularly funny. She said, well, if everyone gets an individual personal carbon credit, why don't we make it so that rich people who, for example, want to go on holiday a little too often can buy personal carbon credit from other people who, for example, can't afford buying plane tickets or eating meat too often. So we can that way swap it out.
Oh, so if Bill Gates or Leonardo DiCaprio's carbon footprint is getting a bit too big, then some peasant living in his hovel up country somewhere can sell his, and he can't afford to go to Saint-Tropez, but he'll be able to sell his carbon allowance to Leonardo DiCaprio so Leonardo can park his yacht in Saint-Tropez for a couple of extra days.
Exactly right. That's it. So what will happen is the rich will get richer, the poor will get poorer, and they're saying it openly as if it's not a controversial thing at all. Yeah. It's neo-feudalism. That's what it is.
Die uitstootrechten verdelen en dat elk huishouden of elke burger een hoeveelheid uitstootrechten krijgen. Zodat we opgeteld niet meer uitstoten dan onze grens. Vervolgens kunnen we, het zit in een carbon wallet, kan je dat noemen.
Kan je bijkopen.
Ja, en dan kan je, als ik wil vliegen, koop van iemand die niet gaat vliegen, omdat hij daar bijvoorbeeld geen geld voor heeft. Die verkoopt aan mij zijn carbon uitstootrechten en krijgt daardoor een beetje meer geld. Of diegene woont in een kleiner huurhuis en ik woon in een groot huis. Ik heb dus meer uitstootrechten nodig om mijn huis te verwarmen. Mm-hmm. En zo kunnen mensen met een smalle portemonnee ook iets verdienen aan vergroening.
Can you believe that? I mean, we can believe it. I mean, they're telling us, but this is the plan.
Yeah, they've been telling us.
Yeah.
Let me ask these stupid people that are saying this stuff, and a lot of people are believing it. With the war right now and all the bombs that they are putting, is anybody thinking about how much carbon emissions one missile is?
Yes, right.
Everybody cares.
No. See, it's a religious belief, because you and I both know that the whole climate change is not real science.
Yeah, it's not science. It's earth washing.
I have this book from Dr. Jake Herbert.
And it's earth washing.
He talks about how it's not real science. It's a hoax. So basically it's a faith. It's a belief system. When you don't have something that's based on science like this, now it's become like a religious belief.
It's a religion.
So these people at the very top, these globalists at the very top, tell the people below, hey, this, you know, them to believe in this carbon credit, and they believe it with all their might, and they go out and they spew all this garbage. Where at the people at the top, if the people at the top really believed it, do you think they'd be having yachts and private jets?
Or flying private jets to go and sit down in Davos and talk about carbon credit?
No, they wouldn't. You know what carbon dioxide's really good for, Dr. Stella? Turning like carbon dioxide, the plants use it to turn into oxygen. We need oxygen in this earth, you know? Having more carbon dioxide will make the plants grow bigger, which will produce more oxygen for you and I, so we can breathe. What we're essentially saying is, let's get rid of the carbon so you can't have carbon dioxide, and we're going to reduce the oxygen in the world, and that's going to make the world a better place.
And then we're not even going to have enough plants to eat, so that's why they want us to eat insects. These people are crazy. These people are not just crazy, they are demonic. They are demons. And they are earth worshippers. This is like a religion. It's like they are earth worshippers. It's witchcraft. It's basically witchcraft.
Okay, but I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break. Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
So I wanted to introduce you to a company that makes really healthy personal care products, and that is Hero Soap Company. I love Hero Soap Company. This is my favorite scent. It's called The Meadow. It smells amazing. Oh, so nice and clean. You're getting real... so good. You're getting healthy products because did you know in the personal care products they put a lot of garbage in there that disrupts the hormones and other things? Well, this is all clean products. You're supporting a company that's American-made product. It's co-owned by a veteran. And what I love about this company is they also support veterans and first responders with purchases of their soaps. So if you go to herosoapcompany.com, use promo code AmberMay at checkout, you're going to save yourself some money. So we're supporting a patriot-owned, veteran-owned, American-made soap company right here. We're supporting them. You're getting a discount and you're getting healthy, clean products to use on your body at home. So herosoapcompany.com, promo code AmberMay at checkout.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
God will help us. You know, let me say one thing. Let me give you information, say a dream that I had about President Trump.
Yes, please.
In the month of September, we did a 30-day prayer program. And during that time, we were praying. We have the flags of all countries inside our church. Mm-hmm. You know, we just have it like we pray. We have it hung on the top front part of the church. I have a picture of President Trump and everything on that pulpit and many other people that I'm praying for. So in that time, there was a time that we were doing just praying for nations. So we're praying on different flags. So I took the American flag and took the Cameroon flag because that's where I was born. Mm. So I took the two flags and I was praying intensive for like about an hour. We're just praying and I was just wrapped around these two flags, just crying for mercy, you know. That night I had an interesting dream. I saw headlines, like all these crazy headlines about President Trump. They were like, oh, you know, he did this, he did that, he did all this crazy. And I'm standing and looking at the headlines and I'm saying, I need to change those headlines. I need to change those headlines. You know, because I'm standing as a child of God, as the church, like we need to pray and change the headlines. That means all this harassment that he's going through can be handled in the spirit. If we pray, in the spirit, things will change in the physical and the headlines will change. That was the first one. And then a few days later, I had another one and I was standing in this one of his buildings talking to him. I was like on several floors talking to him. I was really telling him some things. I can't remember what I was saying, but I was talking to him. And as I looked around, a flood started coming. And this flood just started rising up the building, rising up until it got to the floor where we were. And when I looked at it, it wasn't just like regular water. It was like sludge sewer kind of flood. It was just like, and it was just coming. And I'm standing there looking at it and I'm talking. I say, oh my God, if we don't do something, that this is going to overcome not just him, but all of us. So as I'm standing there looking at it, I didn't know what to do. So I picked one sharp instrument and I cracked open the window. And I reached like on the window on the lower floor and I punched it really hard. And then this big crack opened, and then the sludge just started flowing all out until all the sludge flowed out of the building. And then I was calling some people. I said, anyway, come and clean the place. So that, when you're talking about like a flood in spiritually, when the Bible says that when the enemy comes against us like a flood, the Spirit of God will leave a standard against them. So the flood is like all the crazy things that the enemy does towards us. And so this flood that was coming on him was not just going to affect him, was affecting all of us patriots, all of us that love the country, you know what I'm saying? So, and I believe that being able to punch it out for it to flow out meant God is showing us that if we can war in the spirit, we can be able to punch into their whatever flood is coming and it will flow out. And then we'll be able to clean up our country again and clean up our lives and even the president. So those two dreams made me realize that we need to call intercessors. We cannot relent. We need to continue to pray for him. And like I tell people, I don't know whether Trump is a Christian or not. He doesn't have to be a Christian for God to use him.
That's
like
right.
God used Pharaoh. That was the Pharaoh that took care of Joseph was not a Jew. God used Nebuchadnezzar. He used Cyrus. He used Darius. Even Jehu was not like really like
seriously. And also Queen Esther's husband.
Yes, Queen Esther's husband to, you know, Artaxerxes. Yes. So
Xerxes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. God has used many people. He used a donkey. So God can use just about anybody in any time to preserve his people. So if God saw that President Trump was somebody he can use to fight, yes. And like I said, I don't know whether he's a Christian or not, but I know that he has a serious, a deep, deep spiritual foundation because his mom was part of the Hebrews, his mother was part of the Hebrews revival as a young girl. Mm-hmm. So he has deep spiritual foundations. In fact, the Bible that he lifted up in front of the, the Supreme Court or something in DC at some point, it was actually the mother's Bible that came from the Hebrews revival. So I know he has deep spiritual roots, spiritual foundations. I don't know whether he himself personally is a Christian or even if he is, what level of Christianity he's in. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that he doesn't need to be a Christian for God to use him to deliver our country or to deliver the world. Because, you know, the reason why they attacked him so much is that when he took over, that the time when he was 2016 to 2020, there was no wars. That means a lot of these people could not eat because they get money from wars, from selling weapons. There were no, most of the world respected us. The country was prospering. He told the people at Davos that, you know, great, whatever you guys are doing here is great, but I'm the president of America. I'm not the president of the world. Every country needs to look out for itself. America first. I'm here to look out for my people. So there were many things that he was doing that were totally against what the globalists want to do. So, of course, they went from both their military arm, which is like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, to their propaganda arm, which is, of course, the fake news media and just everything. And then, of course, to their militant arm in the election fraud and other stuff, just to make sure that they took him out. And so we need to pray because if we don't, if the next, these globalists are saying that the next election, that there's not going to be any true elections anymore because most elections will be rigged. We need to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to pray. We need to pray seriously.
Pray over our elections. That what the enemy means for evil, God will turn it for good.
It
that he will protect our elections.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for our president, for Israel, for the nations. But most important, we need to pray that the veil will come off the minds of people and they will accept Jesus. Because we're in the end times. Normal is not coming back. Jesus is. These people are gung-ho to get us to a place where we'll own nothing and we'll be happy and everybody will be transhuman by 2030. So it's very likely that between now and then the rapture is going to happen and God is going to come and stop them because that's what's really going to happen. This war that is starting in Israel right now, we don't know how far it's going to go. Hezbollah is already coming in on the north. The Houthi rebels, I think they call them Houthi or whatever rebels. I don't know, I forgot the name. From Yemen already jumping in. Iran is on this thing. They're already bombing American targets all over the Middle East. It will be very easy for this thing to escalate, not just from a regional war to be a world war. But the word of God says right now, even that in these last days, the Euphrates River was going to dry up. Yes, it is drying up. And now that it's dried up to some extent, they say there's a big sign of Omega under the Euphrates River. Mm. In the book of Revelation, I think it's Revelation 7, one of the trumpets, I think it's the sixth trumpet that is blown, Revelation 9, the sixth trumpet that is blown, they loose the angels that are under the great river Euphrates. They will come with a big army and they will kill one third of humanity. So this stuff is around. We are in the end times. So we need to give your life to Christ, live a life of righteousness, tell people about Jesus. The word of God says in the last, that if you call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved. I tell people, I said, if you don't remember anything, if they hold a gun to your head, just start screaming, Jesus, save me, Jesus, save
me. That's right.
If they're about to intubate you, crying, Jesus, save me. At the end, people are like, well, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm atheist, I'm whatever. The last battle, there are not going to be three ways to it. It's going to be Jesus and the devil. So you're going to have to make a choice. Either you choose Jesus or by default, the devil will get you. Mm-hmm. So if you don't remember anything, when things get crazy, when you hear about the rapture, when millions of Christians will be taken out of the world, people are saying that they're already planning to make it look as if it's going to be an alien abduction.
Yeah.
They already have all these things about alien abduction.
Yeah.
If you hear that we've disappeared, aliens are not abductors. The Lord Jesus came for us. Get on your knees, call on the name of Jesus. He will save you. And then the last thing I'll say is be prepared. Go to my website, drstellamd.com. We have like a pandemic preparedness pack where we have it has Covivites for COVID. It has Viral Immune Plus in case they release Ebola or Marburg, it will build immunity. It has a pox defense for monkeypox. It even has potassium iodide in case we get nuked. You can protect your thyroid. And then it has Covilite. You guys have all tried Covilite. See how great it is. So we put this stuff together. So the pandemic prep pack is something I will ask everybody to get in your family. And of course, get the COVID complete pack. The COVID complete pack has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, a homemade nebulizer, a pulse oximeter, and Z-Pak. You cannot just buy that. You have to make a telemedicine appointment. So you go on our website, you make a telemedicine appointment, enter all your medical records. We review your chart. The nurses will call you, will review your chart, see your medical condition, the medicines you are on, and other good stuff. When we finish doing that, we're going to send your prescription to a pharmacy, and our mom and pop pharmacies will ship it to your house. Please get the COVID complete care pack now. Don't wait.
And when you're on drstellamd.com, use promo code AmberMay, and you're going to save some money.
Yes, use promo code AmberMay. Promo code AmberMay. Yes. Do that.
Either one, Amber or AmberMay, but I always say AmberMay just in case the Ambers.
Yeah. They are both, they can use either one. We have both of them on. AmberMay, so that they can save some money. So please, America, don't wait till you get sick. Don't wait till something crazy happens. Things have not changed.
I think it's going to get crazy. I mean, they're not coming over to our country for no reason. Mm-hmm. There's a reason behind it. And they're mostly military aged men, and they're from China, and they're from the Middle East, and they're from, South America and Mexico with the cartel. So they're not like super friendly guys coming up to the border.
Yeah. It's deliberate. The governor of Arkansas did something really interesting recently. They actually took away land. They told the Chinese companies that were buying farmland to return the land.
I was so happy for them, because at the Reawaken Tour in Las Vegas, I interviewed a cowboy who was in, I think it's North Dakota, where the Chinese bought land right next to the military base, and the community just got involved, and they found out their local government allowed it to happen, and they are in on the corruption with the Chinese. But they were able to fight back, and I don't remember the whole story. They won something, but I know the Chinese still own the land, so I don't remember the whole entire story. But yes, so the fact that that governor said get out is amazing. Reminds me of Pastor Artur Pulaski. Get out. Yo, we are going to worship Jesus.
Pastor Arthur, he was at the Reawaken America conference.
I know.
In Miami.
Oh, my God. The one I didn't go to is the one he came to. I was so
I met him just before he left. I met him when Michigan, when we had the program. That was after he went. After that, he got arrested. So I told him, I said, Pastor, you'll probably get arrested, but I want you to stay alive. So whatever goes on, stay alive. So I gave him some Covivites that has vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin. I said, take this daily. And then we went and got a bottle of Tylenol, emptied out the Tylenol, filled it with hydroxychloroquine, and gave it to him.
Yes.
I said, stay alive. Yes. Don't let them kill you wherever they're going to take you. Stay alive. So
your
when we met right now, he said, doc, he was like, my sister, you won't believe it. That is what kept me alive. I never got sick. I never got, you know, I was so happy. You know, I said, stay alive. He said, you gave me, he said, when you were telling me, I was thinking to myself, I'm not going to jail. What is she talking about? He said, it looks like you spoke prophetically that here, you're going to probably get locked up. Stay alive, you know? So yes, it's so, I was just so happy to meet him and everything. It was great.
50 days in solitary confinement. And your Covivites are amazing. I tell everybody about them. I use them all the time. They are so amazing. If you don't get anything from Dr. Sella, get the Covivites. They will really help you during the cold and flu season.
It has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Zinc is a very potent antiviral for flu, RSV, all the RNA viruses, flu, RSV, bird flu, COVID. It works, but zinc cannot enter the cell. So zinc needs quercetin. That is one of the ways that even ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine works. So quercetin will open the zinc channels and allow zinc to go into the cell and kill the virus. So that is why Covivites has become so essential. Many people take it and they feel better. People have been taking it for a long time. In fact, in the beginning, Dr. Z, when they would not let him use hydroxychloroquine, it was quercetin and zinc that they used. Yes. So we have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And that's why it's an amazing product. We've shipped them abroad, shipped them into Africa for free. And people use it and their immunity get built from not just COVID, but many other things. So yes, Covivites is, it's a must have. Everybody should take that on a daily basis.
Everybody.
And when you go on our website, use promo code AmberMay. You go on the marketplace, use promo code AmberMay, you get a discount. And Amber, you know what else we're doing right now? We're doing medicinal herbs. We have ginger, turmeric, moringa, mint, and lemongrass. We have a farm back home. My sister grows these things, non-GMO, no fertilizers. So they package it, they grow it, she has a food processing thing, and they process it, they package it, and then they send it to us.
Wow.
You will put, sometimes, we had just done a program. I had been praying and screaming, and my voice was off, and I was feeling kind of stuffy. I just took ginger and turmeric, boiled it in a tea, boiled water, put them in there, put some honey. By the next morning, I was good as new. So you can also get medicinal herbs. It's so amazing how I'm beginning to like go from not just being a doctor, but being a doctor and also bringing in, natural immunity and health. So it's amazing.
There's a place for all of it. I mean, there is a place for all of it. And in medicine, before the Rockefellers got into medicine, they taught natural remedies and they taught Western remedies. And there's a place for both.
Yes. So it's amazing. I'm really enjoying it. So I love taking my turmeric ginger tea all the time. It keeps me healthy, keeps me, especially with the winter coming,
Exactly.
So we have all that stuff on our website.
Well, I want to thank you.
Yeah, like I said, go on drsellamd.com, get your hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, do a telemedicine appointment, get your vitamins, pandemic pack, whatever you need.
Yes.
Use promo code AmberMay, get a discount. Be prepared. Do not be scared. Make sure you're prayed up. Read the Bible for yourself. Don't be deceived. Stock up food, water filtration system, solar panels, batteries, whatever you need. Just have a mindset that if I cannot come out of my house for 6 months, can I survive?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Sella, for coming on the program today. I really appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Anytime.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, Silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.